Broke Boys Podcast. That's a piece, Mark and Tevin.
In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce sometime. The night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feelings hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half a breath. I know you're still living your life.
Yeah, I got him queued up. What up? It's a Broke Boys Podcast. You already know what it is. Oh, that was late. you don't know who it is. It's the two toughest men in Pasadena.
And
it's Justin Times and Najee Thresh.
I used to get my ringtone. Yeah. Remember when you could record ringtones like on your phone, like press the record button and then make it your ringtone? I used to have that Cops theme song as my ringtone. I thought it was the coolest fucking thing.
You're a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Anyway, rest in peace, Mark and Tevin. Two friends out on the water. If you guys didn't know, out on the water a couple weeks ago.
Crabbing,
you know, just normal stuff that you do when you live around here. And a flash storm came in and they were caught out there. And just no one really knows what happens to my knowledge. I mean, I've heard that that's my whole thing. Like, I just couldn't imagine like that situation for me. Cause you would think like, okay, you fell from a boat, but I'll just swim.
That's what everyone says, myself included.
You know what I mean?
But obviously, they know how to swim.
They know how to swim, so we can't.
And that's my biggest issue is like, so look, I wasn't close with either one of them. I don't really even know.
Right.
Obviously, everyone I know knows them. You know what I mean? And I know Tevin's brother and stuff like that. But it's like, it's all speculation. No one knows what happened. And someone was like, well, maybe, you know, they bumped their heads. And I'm like, both of them?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know the storm was horrific. Like, it hit real bad, real fast. I heard it was hailing and shit. It just makes me really sad to think about.
Yeah, and it sucks because, like, it's not like a car accident or overdue something, like, where you can, like, or even, like, a robbery. Like, it's something that someone saw or someone can see on camera. Like, we'll never really know it's out there. And there's a bunch of rumors that a boat hit them trying to get out of the storm and kept going. And it's just, like, it's just, you know, just when shit like this, that's so crazy happens.
Yeah, where'd that rumor come from?
Yeah, like, I just heard it. Word of mouth shit. You know what I mean? The boat hit them and the boat even turned himself in about it. It's just, like,
yeah,
all stuff starts swirling around because it's so bizarre.
Because there's no answer. And, when there's no definite answer, people are going to speculate.
It's just crazy to think, like, that's just a regular Saturday.
That's the craziest part. You just went crabbing.
I'm
going fishing tomorrow morning. Like, it's super, super fucking sad.
And I was talking to Cortez on the phone the next day, Cortez's older brother. And I used to...
Cortez's older brother?
Tevin's older brother, I apologize. And back in the day, like, when I first started drinking and hanging out with, like, Josh Green and them, like, that was the house we went to because his mom used to work the night shift. So we used to go over there and drink.
As
soon as she went to work. And then just chill there, stay there. And then when she was getting off, we'd all get out of the house, like, mad early. Like, it would just be funny because I'd be, like, telling my parents I'm going to stay at so-and-so's house to, like, play video games or something. But I'm coming home at, like, 6 o'clock. Like, you know what I mean? It's just weird shit. But, you know, that was, like, the house. And we'll always remember, like, Tevin just being, like, the kid that didn't bother nobody, that would just chill and watch us be complete idiots because he wasn't really drinking like that back then. And even from there, just, like, back when I was playing basketball every day, didn't matter if it was High Point, Northeast, wherever anybody was playing, Tevin was always up there playing anything. He played fucking no shoes, fucking flip-flops, and just give buckets. Like,
he already was nice.
And he was very nice. And I was telling someone about Mark, like, we weren't the bestest friends, but if you saw him and I talking out, you couldn't tell because he was always just, it felt like he was genuinely concerned about, like, what was going on with me. And I keep hearing that about, so he was just like that with everyone. And we would just catch up, and he would always have, like, eyeball jobs. Like, one time he's working at Six Flags. Next time I talked to him, he was, like, a train conductor. Like, he always just was, like, he was just, like, these are just two genuine people that just stayed out of the way. It's not like they're not polarizing. Like, there was never anything bad to say about them. Everyone just talks highly of both of them, you know what I mean? And it was just sad, like, the way it happened, and it's like they were missing. So at first it was so bizarre. Like, they're missing? What do you mean they're missing? Like, are they just ain't calling anybody yet?
Yeah, so at first, right, the reports were, hey, these people are missing. They last were seen, they went out crabbing, and now they're missing. And then when you hear that, it's like, it's not just being missing. If you're out on the water and then you're missing,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's just like all signs point to something not good.
Right. So, yeah, it's just all very sad. And, like, when I talked to Cortez on the phone, it was like it didn't hit him yet. Like, I'm sitting there trying, I'm fighting tears and I'm crying on the phone. And he's just, like, calm and collective. And I could just tell it just hasn't, he even said on the phone, he's like, it hasn't, I didn't even wrap my head around it.
Well, that's a really hard thing to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
I mean, almost impossible.
And he always says, like, Tevin, the guy that just stayed out of the way, just did his own thing, went out with a nice person. Like I said, no one's ever had anything bad to say about either of them.
There's no rhyme or reason. And I can't, you know what I can't stand when people go, only the good die young. I hate that saying for some reason. Every time I see it, it just pisses me off. People die young, people die old, good people, bad people, people in between. Like, there's no, people that act like they know it, or like, you know, no offense.
God needed
him early. I was just about to say that. Yeah. Well, God has a plan. Like, let me you're talk to him. That, you're saying, what you're saying that so you feel better.
You feel better, or you're trying to make someone else feel better?
Yeah, but it's like, it's just not.
It's just
real.
Yeah, I understand. But
I get it, yeah.
Yeah, you're just trying to help somebody feel better, you know what I mean? Or you feel better about the
a
situation.
A lot of times, man. Right. It's like, it's both. It's like, I want to feel better about it. I want to believe that there's a reason, you know, but like, yeah. It's like when a fucking 4-year-old dies of cancer or something,
right?
You know?
Right.
And they're like, well, God has a plan. Like, what kind of? Well, if he does have a plan, it's a shitty plan.
Can you talk to it over with me first?
Yeah. Can we rewrite this? Like, go back to the drawing board, God. But so, I'm not telling you how to do your job, you know.
Yeah, it's just like I said. It's very sad, and it makes you like realize what you have, and not, like, we all think that we're entitled to grow old, and all of our friends are going to grow old with us. And we always talk about, like, where you're going to be in 30, 20 years. Like, all that shit really, honestly, puts you like, damn, this shit don't matter. Like, this shit could be gone tomorrow.
We're so fragile. It surprises me that we're not dead every day.
You know what I mean? It's just, this shit could be gone tomorrow. Like, you even, like, little, like, fender benders and shit like that. Like, it only takes
Dude,
a couple
so
inches
fragile.
Or a couple different
just
speed
limits.
Just
the fact
limit.
That we get on the highway, like, and we do it so often that
we
become
texting,
complacent. Yeah.
Driving
texting,
with our knees
doing
at 80
five
miles.
Different things at once, you know what I mean? It's like, it blows my mind how fragile we are.
So, I say that to say, you know, hug your loved ones. You know, tell someone that you love them often. Tell your boys you love them.
Tell them girls you love them. Slide in them DMs. It might be your last
Shoot
day.
Shoot your shot.
It might be your last day.
Live your fucking life. You know what I mean? Because, like he said, this shit is fragile. And we take, like I said, we take it for granted.
Bro, one of the things, so you said something about, like, we feel like entitled to grow old.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that scares me the most about life is growing old. You ever seen someone just get old?
Yeah.
It's so fucking sad, dude. Like, I fear getting old more than I fear death. And I was talking about that yesterday. But it's just so, so fucking sad to see someone deteriorate physically and mentally. And a lot of times it's Alzheimer's, it's dementia. Yeah. It's just my grandfather's fucking broke his hip just like walking. And now he can barely, it's been 6 months and he can't. And he's just sad and old and over it. And just like, it's just so sad to see. And the worst part is it literally will happen to everyone you love.
Yeah.
If they get old, you know?
Yeah, like my grandfather, he just lost his grandmother who he's been with.
He lost his wife?
His wife, I'm sorry.
She must have been old as shit.
Yeah, he just lost his wife, my grandmother, who they've been together longer than he's been single. You know what I mean? Like, that's his person.
That's party.
You know?
That's
his heart. That's over half. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, when, like, I couldn't imagine, like, like, I can't be mad that he's, like, my mom gets calls that he's grumpy with the tear caker. Like, no shit. You know what I mean? No shit.
Yeah.
He's sad. He's like, why am I still here? You know what I mean? He's even talking, like, yeah, like, so-and-so, I only have, like, another year left. Like, he's hoping that,
right.
You know what I mean?
You're in pain all the time.
You can't do anything by yourself, but thank God he's got daughters to take care of him. You know what I mean? People always say, when you have a daughter, she's going to take care of you. Your son's going to put you in a home. Like, it's nice to have someone to take care of you. You know what I mean? Yeah. To look out for you, call you, come see you. My mom drives back and forth to North Carolina. You know what I mean? That's her pops. So, yeah.
In other news, Lil Nas X came out.
We need some T-Pain. Reset! T-Pain's a legend. We need to have a T-Pain Appreciation Day.
I feel like you live in one of them. Like a loose.
Hey.
Alright, enough T-Pain. All right.
Hey. Alright, was that what you were leading with?
What?
Lil Nas X?
Yeah, why not? I figured we might as well talk about it.
Gay? Literally? Yeah, Lil Nas X came out. I don't know what the news is about it.
No, I thought he was trolling.
No, I mean...
Just because he trolls.
Right.
He's funny as shit online.
Yeah, he is funny as shit. Next person to say something about me being gay, I'm going to kiss. shit like that. Lil Nas came out. He's an industry plant, so he figured if he wanted to stay number one a couple more weeks and relevant, he'd drop that bomb on us.
Yeah, good timing.
You know
what I mean? Was fizzing out.
A little bit. Now he's got major corporations, radio stations. Like, yeah, keep him be the longest number one record. No, I'm kidding. I mean, that's cool that he didn't have to do that. And that could have affected his sales either way. I mean, you see it now. People are like, I seen on Facebook someone like, oh, my son's not going to listen to that song anymore. Like, all right.
That's so dumb. All right. People are fucking weirdos.
But man. Yeah, good for him. No, I always say it's like.
I can't imagine
if
that.
If I had a kid, I would want him to, I would never like.
Want him to be gay?
No, not for him to be. Want him to be whatever he wants to
of
be.
Of course.
You know what I mean? I don't want him to be dying inside because he's.
That sounds like the worst thing ever. Can you imagine leading a fucking complete.
But if he's my kid, I'm getting these jokes off if he's gay.
Duh.
And he's already going to know that because he's going to be my kid.
Right. I'm getting these jokes off every time, no matter what.
Right.
No matter what. No matter who you are, no matter what the situation is, I'm getting these jokes off.
Yeah.
I'm not staying with him. He's gonna fuck me up inside if I hold on to him. Yeah. I gotta share.
If you're allowed to be who you want to be, then I gotta be who I want to be.
And I'm an asshole.
Right, so exactly. Run. So, yeah, good for Lil Nas X. Oh, shit. What was I gonna talk about? We gotta bring the death penalty out for these niggas that are licking shit and fucking opening up jars and
shit. Oh, I've seen this. So the video of people licking the ice cream and putting it back in the thing?
Yes.
How else are you gonna figure out if you like it? I'm just saying. Listen. What if it's a flavor you've never had?
Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here.
What if it's a brand new, some Ben and Jerry's
this is
type?
Clout chasing shit.
Oh, that's all it is. Viral. It's so dumb.
It's getting out of control. Like, that shit is fucking disgusting. To do
and
shit
just,
like that?
And for what? What do you get out of it? It's just the clout. It's not even like they're sitting home someone's going to eat that ice cream I licked. Like,
it's so gross, and you're spreading germs and just doing nasty shit. It's
germs at the
disgusting.
Least. At the least.
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't know what's going on with
that's
them.
True. That's
think
true.
Think about it. Diseases. Like, if you're really that fucked up, like, and you want to do some fucked up shit, if you got some fucked up shit with you, you got some mouth herpes or something, and you want to go lick on some fucking mint chocolate chip.
That's fucking gross.
That's disgusting. And just dumb. And not funny.
And not
also
funny.
Also not funny.
Who finds that funny?
That's my thing. So it's one thing to do some gross shit that's like, that's pretty funny, but that's right. Gross. Like, it's petty. That's not funny. I watch
it's
the video
like,
and I'm like,
it's like when
you look pathetic.
It's like it's like when the bunk gang was just like going up to people and just jump like having the people selling shit in like New York and just jumping on the table and running their whole display and then running off.
Oh, you're just mean.
That's not funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that person's trying to make a way, got a permit to sell his shit here, and you just think it's funny to just ruin his shit for the day.
Yeah.
It's like even
and if, not in a funny way.
Not even
it's
in
one,
a funny
it's,
way.
That's the thing. You can do something I disagree with and I'm like, well, that's kind of whack, but it was still kind of funny. But,
or not even, like, that's not funny to me. That's not funny to anybody.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, if you look at the comments, everyone's
they're doing
like,
it for clout, so people talk about them on
the
their
reaction,
fucking podcast.
Right, exactly. Fuck, we fell into the trap. God damn it.
Damn, they played us.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
That we need content, you know.
Yeah. Damn, what else I was going to talk about? We talk about people being mad at the Little Mermaid?
No, we have to talk about that. The Black Mermaid.
Yeah, so... Damn, content kings. The Little Mermaid is going to be black, and white people, let's say redheads. Redheads are probably mad that,
redheads are mad as is.
Yeah, redheads are mad.
Redheads are mad because they're redheads.
But they're mad that, that they're not getting representation anymore.
I thought you were going to say reparations. I was going to say, what the fuck is going on?
They're taking all the redheaded rules.
Black people?
Yeah. Taking her. Who else did they take?
That was really Mary weird Jane. What you just did.
Yeah, I'm flexible.
I wish y'all could see what you just did.
That's some jiu-jitsu, baby. That's just Mary Jane from the Spider-Man.
She's black?
She's redhead. And yeah, in the new one, she's black.
Damn, so everybody's Zendaya. Black? Everybody's black in the new one?
No.
Spider-Man is?
No, he's white.
Oh.
But he said he would love for Spider-Man to come out as gay. Shut the fuck up.
Who said that?
The actor.
He said what?
He would love for Spider-Man to come out as gay.
Why?
Shut up. Why even say that? No.
Nah, he's gay.
He might be gay.
That's weird to say. That's a strange thing to say.
Well, someone asked him about it.
And he was like, oh, well, that's the answer you have to give, probably, you know?
No. I would say, I don't think that doesn't match just any Spider-Man comic. Here's my thing about gay superheroes. Because before they tried to do it with Captain America and Bucky, they're like, oh, they have sexual tension.
Who's the guy who plays Captain America?
I was about to say Steve Rogers.
What's his name?
Fuck. Someone's yelling at us right now.
I know. We both know who it is.
We both know it. Fuck. Chris.
No, that's Thor. Chris Pratt.
That's fucking Star-Lord.
Well, I'm thinking Chris Hemsworth. But yeah, it's not Josh. Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Well, anyways.
Yeah.
He could be gay.
Yeah, but this has nothing to do with the story. It has nothing to do with the story. Make your own superhero that's gay. You know what I mean?
Was there a black Spider-Man before in the comics?
Yes.
Okay.
Miles Morales was black.
Okay. See,
but Marvel's always been progressive.
Right.
You know what I mean? They've always had, like, there's a fucking Asian Hulk. There's a fucking female Thor now. Like, and all this shit. And there's a black Captain America. Like, all this shit.
You know they got porn parodies, all that shit.
Oh, come on. They have porn parodies of the
weird. Everything. Weird,
everything. Probably Stranger Things.
I'm trying.
Have you watched Stranger Things?
No.
Do you watch Stranger Things?
Yeah, but yes. So what
happened? I'm not going to bring up anything about
Stranger Things. Give me, like, 2 weeks.
Okay.
Please.
But what I will say about Stranger Things is...
Will's a bad friend.
That's all better not be another fucking season. Because...
Okay. Well, see, you're giving too much.
There should have been another season after season two. It's like...
You can't say it without saying it.
No, I can. First of all, why these niggas have jobs... If they from season two, they stopped the fucking demonic apocalypse already. The government should probably look out for them. You know what I mean? It should be somewhere. Not being able to talk to anyone.
If I got to go back to work,
bruh,
after I save y'all from the Demogorgon?
Bruh, I got to go back to work? What do you mean I got to go back to work? I just saved the fucking world.
They're going to be like, well, thanks, but...
No, fuck that. And, like, I lost my husband and shit. Like, now I don't have... Like, come on.
So you're gay in this?
No, but the female show.
Oh, okay.
It's just like
it's okay if you are. Yeah, if you came out of the podcast, think about the ratings.
That has powers,
you probably like, had like 20 people listen.
Like I hate stories where like something weird's going. Like I hate that Will. Like something happens to Will, and he's just like quiet. Like oh, I don't really want to know that I'm weird. Like niggas already knew you're weird. Like we saw that last. Tell your friend some weird shit's going on. You. I fucking can't stand. I was so mad watching this season, and it was all right. I called it trash because I was...
Yeah, I heard it was good.
I called it trash.
I know you did. That's what threw me off because everyone else was like...
I was like, this shit is trash because I was just
getting you were so mad.
Frustrated. Like, bro, what is happening? This shit's going on again. Like, and like, it's just so much propaganda that you watch that they throw in episodes. I don't... Better not be a season four or I'm going to be mad. Because I already know what it's going to be about. I already know, like...
What if they do it really well and it's good?
Then I'm going to fucking watch it. Going to get me on the train.
And then be pissed again.
I'm be pissed again. Like, why the fuck am I sitting here watching slimy shit? And like, they... whatever. That was my fucking Stranger Things rant. 11, you're hard, but you're the only one that has powers. Like, can they give somebody else powers that she can, like, team up with? Because I'm sick of seeing this bitch's nosebleed by herself. Like, and by the time they do another
season... I think she's a coke addict, for real.
She gotta be.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know what I mean? Like, by now, you figure she'd be getting stronger at every fight. Her nose wouldn't bleed every time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Hey, I saw this article I need to talk about. It's a coffee shop, I think in Annapolis.
Is it a massage parlor too?
Nah, I'd be lit. they hire only special needs people.
Okay, following.
Okay. So I wanna say two things.
Oh god.
I want to say Tuesday. I want to say, listen.
No, I'm rolling.
So they only hire special needs people. And someone shared it, you know, and was like, we need more of this in the world. Hearts.
I love how this is your segue from Stranger Things.
Well, this is a strange thing to me, you know? Oh, my God. And I haven't seen that season yet, so I can't talk shit with you, you know? Right. Okay, I want to say first, I think it's great to employ special needs people.
Me too.
You agree? Okay. I want to say second, why the fuck would I ever go to that coffee shop knowing that? I'm not trying to be late to work because Daryl keeps drooling in my fucking latte. I got shit to do. Listen, I just think that it's a great concept, but who's going there?
But the supervisor is probably regular.
I hope.
Ooh, not regular, but not. Yeah.
Fucked up.
No. It's probably not a special needs.
So they're irregulars. The special needs people? Is that what you're saying? That they're different?
I didn't say that. Yes, they're different. They are. But what if they're savants? Yeah, they're irregular. What if they're all savants? Like, they make the best coffee.
That's all they're good at?
Like, they might be autistic. Like, I have trouble speaking and walking shit, but the coffee's on fire. They have, like, the fire assembly line with every savant that could do what needs to be done.
Like, all they do is whipped cream, and they do it the best. They're the
best coffee shop in Annapolis.
Damn. See?
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I need you as a friend, man.
They're probably just a group of fucking...
You're right. I was wrong.
Yeah.
Fucking drool it up, baby. Give me my shit.
Yeah. And they're fucking, like, adding perfect amount of sugar, like... They're doing a latte,
real nice bacon. Like. Or you go there and they just fuck it up. It's just like warm water with coffee beans at the bottom. Like, it's just all fucked up. I mean, we gotta go now.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
What'd you learn about that?
It was just shared. Probably not even real.
Did you,
Oh, I got another good one. What do you got? No, go. Do you think pedophiles should be allowed to get child sex dolls?
No, I don't think they should make child sex dolls. There's my answer.
Well, that's the thing. They don't. But that's the question. Should they be able to make them, right?
For pedophiles
so they don't... Because look, so the argument is...
We're not...
The argument...
Okay, I'm going to listen to the argument before
I know you know it. The argument is, if this person has those urges, rather than them going out and fucking a kid, they can just take out their urges on the sex doll.
I hear
it's like a person with anger management getting a punching bag.
No, it's not. It's not, because punching bags. I'm not gonna cater to pedophiles to try to normalize.
But you're not catering to them. You're catering to the kids that they might go fuck.
You're normalizing what they do by doing that.
And then you're not normalizing it. Yes,
I think you are, by making dolls strictly for.
But what if that keeps a kid from getting fucked? That's only my argument, you know? It's not my argument. I understand what you're saying,
but...
It was on Reddit.
I disagree. I think that we should pander to them, and I think that the pedophile thing isn't just about the sex of the kid. It's the whole thing.
I don't know enough about it.
I don't know enough about being a pedophile, but if I like to think that, you know how they say, like, rapists, it's not about just the sex, it's about the power. And I feel like the pedophile is the same thing. It's like you manipulating a kid.
You ever been with a girl with a rape fantasy?
I've been with a girl that wanted to get hit. Is that close?
It's close, yeah. But some girls have, like, a strict rape fantasy.
I can't play with that.
No, that sounds like a charge, don't it? But let me tell you what. It's surprising how many girls I think do have
that. Only girls that have a rape fantasy are girls that their boyfriend's pussy and don't be hitting her hard enough.
Like, fucking her hard enough?
Yeah, it ain't rough enough.
Huh.
You know, like, what do you mean you want to get raped?
It's
like
a bizarre fantasy.
Break in the house and act like it's on me.
Shit like that.
No. Let's play another game. Fish man, come up with another fantasy. Like, get the fuck out of here. No. One time, you know how you think you like something until that something happens?
Yeah.
Like, I thought I liked getting hit. I thought I might get into it. And, like, I've been, like, hit, like, little hit. But, like, I got... Wow.
I can't stand it. Bro. Look, because...
I thought I was into it until it happened.
So here's the thing, too.
And like, then I said, I'm not into this.
No.
But you can't tell her why it's happening.
Oh.
Because
I can.
No, because I got mad in my face, but then I was like thrusting hard.
Took out the anger on her, yeah.
But then she thought, oh, he likes it. That's why he's doing this. So she hit me again, and I'm like... Bitch, I don't like this.
Yeah.
So now I gotta hurry up and finish, but I'm hitting harder because I'm trying to hurry up and finish. So she just keeps hitting me. I was stuck in this fucking
I can't stand
spiral
it.
Of fucking I can't domestic violence. It. I couldn't get out
you
of
tell a girl you're kinkier, you're into some shit, or like you're into rough sex. I mean rough for you. I don't look, you need
yeah, don't
I,
hit me.
I don't pull my hair, none of that.
Don't
none
hit me.
Of that shit. I get mad. I get real mad. Like real live. Like, get the fuck off of me. I'm fragile. Don't be fucking poking up on me.
How dare you, bitch. Yeah. Have you seen that new show Euphoria?
No, but I just heard about it.
Okay.
Literally just heard about it. Who the fuck did I hear about it from?
Here's the thing.
I heard it's good.
It's good. I watched one episode.
HBO?
I'm sold.
I heard it was done. Look, the way it
two,
was
though?
Described was, they said it was like...
You would love it.
Hyper beautiful. They said it was the way it was done was fucking amazing. It's about a kid in high school with, on drugs or something.
You're gonna love it. It's so bizarre. Been there. It's so bizarre. That's why you're gonna like it.
Yeah.
It's like so bizarre and like everything. It's just like, you're gonna love it. Two... Why? I just don't understand how something like that...
Oh, I heard Reggie Watts talking about it. Did you ever...
Yes. Reggie Watts is a fucking nerd. He's a fucking square.
He's not a square, I don't think.
Yes, he is.
Really? Why?
I just was like, this nigga's a nerd. Like, I got excited. Like, I love when he has, like, hip-hop type people on the podcast. I've seen, like, he beatboxes and shit.
So, yeah, like, black people?
Yeah, black people. I like when Joe Rogan has black people on the podcast. I like to be represented. Like when I don't want to say, like, real black people, because black people aren't a monolith. But I want to say, like, you know, people that are for the culture. Like, Charlamagne was cool. Wiz Khalifa was cool.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, those type of... Even when he has, like, Izzy on there.
Who? Lore Izzy?
Stylebender.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, those people are cool to see Joe Rogan talk. Because that's not Joe Rogan's world. So, when they're telling Joe Rogan's about that type of shit in that world, and it's just, like, cool to see his reaction.
Yeah, it's always cool to... Right, and that's why I like it better here when we have guests and shit, because it's always, like, a new perspective. It's something you're learning. It's something you're interested in. It's not just, like, a, you know, because you hear so often Joe talk about the same fucking things in the same fucking manner. You know what I mean? It's
just same like, way, same manner, same points.
I get it. That was good. I get it.
Transsexuals, you don't like them in sports.
Yeah, all because delicious.
Antifa, they gotta relax.
Yeah, like, the far right, the problem with the far left, like, we get it. But that's probably how we sound, talking about the same shit every fucking week.
True. But what I was gonna say is that Euphoria was a great show. I just don't understand when shows air one episode and it's like everybody, like, I feel like I'm hypebeast because I clicked on it because everyone was telling me how great it was.
Right.
But how do they know how great it was after week one?
Oh, there's only one episode out?
No, there's four. Four. It's the first season. It's four episodes.
Okay.
But after the first episode, everyone's like going nuts about it. Like, oh, this show's so great. Like, maybe the actors pulled everyone in. It's just so, I just think like shit like that is weird that like,
wait.
How people gravitate to something.
After one episode?
After one.
Or one season.
Okay. After one episode, I was seeing like shit about Euphoria, it's so great.
And, huh.
Not just like my peers, but like celebrities and shit like that. I'm like, it's like, you start, I don't know. Like, I don't try and be some like conspiracy theorist, but I feel like shit gets, not even, it's not even a conspiracy. Like, it's crazy how shit just gets
blended
in the culture.
It just spreads so quick.
So now
if a couple people, like, I just heard Reggie Watts, you know what I mean? If I hear one person say, I'm like, oh, and then I hear one other person, they could even say, like, have you seen it? They might not even say it was good, but I hear it again, you know what I mean? And then you see it somewhere on Twitter.
Like, yeah, let me go ahead and see you and watch this. Like, and that might have been Reggie Watts that sent me a Reg. Like, all right, let me check it out. It's just so weird that, like, how quick it happens. I guess it's a great show, but is there marketing the reason why? Are they paying people, influencers? You know how the
I would
the Fire Festival,
I would if I was them.
The Fire Festival was paying influencers.
Yeah, it's smart. It's better than putting it on commercials on
it's
TV.
Better than a commercial.
Way better.
So I'm wondering if which ones are, because now everything's so blurred. Like, which ones are organically like it, or which ones are the influencers?
That's a good fucking point.
It's like fucking me up.
That's
like,
a good point.
I'm watching this show. Because I remember this,
but it is
I
good.
Followed a rapper on Instagram because when Bird Box came out, he's like, yo, don't fall victim to the hype of Bird Box because it's just the man trying to bring everybody in on one thing, and you see how everybody's following. It's like, all right, I got to follow you because you're doing the most. But like, I get it.
Yeah, I get what he's saying.
I get what he's saying, but Bird Box is not even a movie about anything that can fuck up anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, but it was a good show. I think also people are starving for good shows.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So when there is one good one, people are like, yo, did you see that? You know, it's a big deal.
But there's also so many good shows. So it's weird when I always hear about a good show every fucking day.
Do you?
Every week.
Who?
Every week.
What?
Every week someone's like, do you watch this? Do you watch this? This shit's good. This shit's good.
I ain't really heard a whole lot.
But then, like, it's weird which one's crime. Like, what's that one shit on Hulu? Hulu exclusive? Handmaid's Tale?
I don't know.
It's Handmaid's Tale.
I have heard of that.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just like, I'm hearing shit every week. Like, you need to start this. You need to start this. You need to start this. And I'm like, fuck, Snowfall's coming back. Power's coming back on. Now I got Euphoria.
I have so much catching up to do.
The Shy just ended. Stranger Things is on. Now you want me to watch The Handmaid's Tale. And they come out with this parody superhero thing on Hulu. It's a parody of all the superhero movies that came out. They're like superheroes, but they're fucking douchebags.
It's either going to be good or
it
trash.
It looks hilarious. And it's got some legit actors
in it. Oh, it looks good?
It looks legit. Okay. It looks funny.
Because that could be that horrible.
Speaking of Hulu, I might have to turn back on my... I know we were arguing about Netflix being done, but they are starting to look a little funny in the light now.
They're looking starting to look what?
A little funny in the light now.
What do you mean?
Because before, your argument was like, they're so much in debt. And I was like, all right, well, the debt thing is different because they have to push out so much money in movies.
I didn't say they'd be done.
Right. Well, you were saying like, it's not looking good for them.
Well, I was just mentioning their debt.
Okay. Right. But now it's really not looking good for them. Because what's going on, it's like Netflix was the first of its kind, and that's why everyone was fucking with it for so long. But now everyone's like, all right, well, I'm just going
to... We can all stream.
And they're taking their shit from Netflix. So Friends, they got pulled from Netflix, which is one of their highest stream shows. Pulling The Office after this contract, those are their two highest stream shows. And then Cartoon Network, HBO's teaming up with like three other networks and pulling all their shit from it.
Yeah.
Disney's pulling all their shit from it. And now Netflix... Because now that return isn't looking so bright because all the shit's getting pulled, they're raising the prices. I don't know how true it is. I saw it in a tweet. You can really check it. It's August 7th, Netflix is raising the prices again. It's like, all right, whatever. If it's not from Netflix, I don't really believe it. But it's like, I believe that something like that's going to happen for them. They would have to, you know what I mean? It's just funny that it's just a stream. It's like, all right, well, Netflix, you're the beginning of it. But now it's kind of just going to phase you out and be something else. So now Netflix can have something up their sleeve or they do something like monumental. But even their good shows are on their last... The shows that brought you to Netflix are like Orange is New Black last season. Like, that's the last season. We're not going to see that anymore. All the Marvel shows, they're done. You know what I mean?
They're right. They're going to go to Disney.
Black Mirror is trash. Like, that last season, you watch it?
No. Because you told me not to.
It was garbage.
Well, you didn't tell me not to, but you said
there was one episode that was intriguing. It was just so fucking weird with the guy that played, that was fucking his friend in the video game but wasn't gay in real life.
Oh, I heard about that on the radio.
Yeah. Everything else, every other episode was fucking garbage.
So what, you think Netflix is about to get out of here?
I just don't see, unless they do something to flip.
So, but here's the thing. Here's my question then. So are you going to have to buy a Disney stream to watch Disney and a stream to watch... how are you going to watch Office? You know
cable,
what I mean?
I think the cable company...
Are going to
phase out. And you're just going to...
So I don't think they're going to phase out.
I think that...
They're going to switch up.
They're going to have to switch up. Because what's going to happen is they're going to be like, why am I going to pay $150 in here when I can pay $150 to get $150 in streaming packages?
That's what I'm saying.
I have Hulu, Netflix...
But that's what the cable companies
HBO,
are going to do. They're going to stream.
Disney, Hulu... NBC's shit that they're doing, whatever Friends went to, Paramount. I'm just gonna pay for each one of those $20 a month. It might save me $30, but now I got everything.
Did you watch Chernobyl?
No.
I heard
that's
that was
another
good.
Fucking. You know what I mean?
I heard like, that was good.
It's just too much, too much.
Yeah, there was a couple earthquakes in Cali. You heard about them?
Oh yeah.
Two pretty big earthquakes. One was like a 6-something. One was a 7-something. I don't know. We're probably gonna
that's
end
the
soon.
Only downside of living down over there. One of the only downsides.
One of, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you gotta deal with traffic, fuckheads that aren't themselves, and earthquakes sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the earthquakes, I think we're in the middle of nowhere this time, right?
Joe Rogan made a really good point about, LA. It's like, you deal with so much shit down there because nobody really, people move to LA with dreams of being something. So when that doesn't work out and they're at like a grocery store or at bartending somewhere, it's like they're kind of already like miserable inside.
Right.
Like they're not okay with it. You know what I mean? So you might get the shitty end, or you might get someone that's full of themselves.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I mean? It's like, damn,
yeah, it's probably
feel it that way.
Wild.
Because here,
dynamic.
people are just people. You know what I mean? Like, there's a couple people that want to do stuff and things like that, but like People, for the most part, are just people. When you go to L.A., someone's most of the people that are there aren't from there.
Right.
They move there with a purpose.
Oh, yeah.
And they might not
have worked out. It's almost weird to hear someone that was born and raised in Cali. You're like, damn.
Yeah, because most people born and raised in Cali aren't living in L.A.
Right.
They're from surrounding areas.
Right.
But if you live in L.A., you're just like...
You suck.
You probably suck. Because not everyone's a millionaire.
I saw an argument. Do you think drug dealers should get charged with manslaughter when someone buys drugs from them and they overdose?
They already do that.
Do they? But yeah. Do you think they should? Do you agree with it?
No, I don't. No.
Wow, hot take.
I don't, but I get the argument. I do get the argument. I don't know. I should probably think before I just put a thing out. Because I know of a case where they're basically trying to pin this guy and to make an example of him because of the same thing happened. He had drugs. They got out. Someone overdosed. They're like, okay, we can charge you with this murder. And the amount of drugs that they put out into the world, they're like, we're going to put, like, you're the reason why opioid problem epidemic, is so bad in right. Baltimore right now. Like, we're gonna put that shit all on you.
I get it, but I disagree with it because I think that they... Okay, so what they're doing is wrong, 100%. But where are people supposed to get their drugs? They're addicted to them, and they're not legal, so people have to go to these sources to get their drugs.
And the drugs are illegal, so they can't be...
I think that's the biggest issue.
Yeah, yeah. They can't be...
Regulated. Yeah.
So... Who knows what's going into what?
Yeah. That's what they say with CBD right now. They say CBD, like...
Saturated market. Because everybody has their own brands.
Well, and there's no regulation. There's no committee. Yeah. You can just put CBD on almost... Like, there was a doctor on Breakfast Club talking about it. He was like, we got these all these different brands and tested them. He's like, you'd be appalled. Right. He's like, some of them barely have any CBD at all. Like, it wouldn't affect you. Right. And then some have some, but, you know... And then CBD, I feel like right now, is super hyped. Like, I just think that I don't personally know, but I don't think it's... Everyone's talking like it's a miracle drug, you know?
But but you hear miracle stories.
You do hear miracle stories, yeah.
Like, I heard...
But I've taken it and been like, eh.
Like I said, it might have been all brain, but I've taken it and been like, wow, this helps. But I've also taken it and been like, I don't need this shit every day.
Right.
But...
And you've had people stop seizures and shit. I mean,
definitely. Yeah, I heard a story today about some kid that...
Had 200 seizures a day.
Nah, he always felt like he was, like, autistic, and he always felt like he was falling, so he always had to be held.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It's on Joe Rogan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He always felt like he had to be held, and they, like, gave him, like, some CBD or THC pills, and it helped him.
Yeah.
But his parents were, like, once people found out that he was involved, like, his parents were giving him that type of thing, they were, like, scrutinized for it, so they stopped giving it to him.
Well, that's stupid.
And they started feeling like he was falling again.
Idiot parents.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my kid's better, but people are judging me. I don't give a fuck if, like, giving my 3-year-old Jack Daniels makes him stop feeling like he's my autistic kid is falling. Like, fuck whatever's conventional. That's weird. I don't know. Maybe I just don't like CBD because it don't get me high. Yeah. You know, everyone's like, it's just like weed, you know, and it gives you all the benefits, but you don't get high. And I'm like, it sounds horrible. Like, can I do all the benefits with it getting high? I think so. Maybe I just haven't found the right blend. I haven't really given it a good try either. I've only tried it a couple times. Yeah.
I mean, I think that... Since you smoke weed so much. And it's not something that, like...
I don't even smoke that much weed, to be honest, but let's go.
I mean, that's not what I
mean. I'm a regular smoker.
A regular smoker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or you used to be, whatever. And I think that you're expecting to feel that when you do... When you
right. I'm so, well, I'm so used to when I put something into my body, it's shot off to another right. planet or something.
But I don't think it works like that. It's just something that's more subtle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's something like you might not even know that you might not even be in pay attention that you need and hurt, that your hip doesn't hurt that day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something subtle. I do need something for my joints. I'm fucked up.
You know what
nursing
I mean?
Some injuries.
It's just something subtle.
I was talking to somebody today at my work about psychedelics, and they were like, you know, I would never ever try them, you know? And I'm like, are you scared of like how it'll affect you? And they're like, I'm not scared of them at all. I just have no interest. And this is what bugs me, okay? I just feel like I don't know, man. I just feel like I'm not pushing psychedelics. I just feel like I can understand being scared, mm-hmm. or like if you have a general concern about your brainwave or something going. I get that, but to just feel like I'm not interested. Like, have you heard stories of psychedelics? Have you heard, like, once I heard stories of psychedelics and the shit that went on, I'm like, there's no way I can live this one life I have. I literally have one life. Right. This is the only life I'll ever live. To never try something like that seems so bizarre to me. Like, that seems more bizarre to me than trying, you know?
Well, some people are just super straight edge.
No, I know. It's just, yeah. I'm just thinking, like, you have this one
perception,
life.
But the perception of it's almost like psychedelics and marijuana switch places. Like, how I felt was taught marijuana when I was in middle school, elementary school, and high school.
Yeah.
That's where psychedelics are now.
Right, and hopefully...
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And I think it's on its way. And speaking
it
of
seems
that,
like something that it seems like it's in the same category as like heroin and like meth or coke.
It's crazy. Like,
it's in that same.
It's bizarre.
You know what I mean?
And then like.
Because you can say that, but I've never done blow. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I've never done a lot of drugs. So.
Well, yeah, but certain ones have some serious addictive qualities that will ruin your life. You know what I mean? Sure. Like, certain ones have a lot of healing properties. But I was thinking that too. Like, it was taught way different back in the day, you know? So, like, marijuana was evil.
Evil.
You know what I mean? My grandfather right now, the one with the broken hip.
I told my sister.
You little snitch.
I was snitching, bro.
So, like, my grandfather has a broken hip.
She was smoking so often, I was like, Mom, Jazz got addicted. She keeps smoking.
She got addicted. Mom, she's not doing too hot. There's blunt guts everywhere.
Yeah, no wonder why her sister, or my sister's friends ain't fuck with me. I'm sitting there telling her shit. Like, her sister's addicted to a dream.
My grandfather's like 80 probably, right? He broke his hip.
A pussy.
Yeah, we know. He broke his hip. Let me tell you what, my grandfather's a pussy. He, just kidding, Pop. He's a Marine and shit. He's a fucking, that's the thing. He's a badass, right? And he breaks his hip and it's not healing right. Like, it's been 6 months and he's just not feeling better. So I'm like, hey, why don't you try, like, have you tried CBD? He says, I got this CBD cream somebody gave me and blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, why don't you try, like, actually smoking? You know? Mm. Like, I'll roll you a joint, we smoke it together. And he's like, oh, I ain't doing that shit. And I'm thinking, bruh, you're 80 years old. Let's just say it's the worst thing in the world. Like, you're in pain. Like, he's just miserable. Like, honestly, my grandmother's miserable because of him. She's like, he's a grumpy old man. Like, he can barely do anything. Everything she does, he's not right. Like, he's really grumpy right now and unhappy. And he's like, I'm over it. And, mm. and I get that. And I'm like, you won't even smoke weed. And he told me, he's like, you know, when I was growing up, marijuana is like one of the, you know, it's horrible for you. And now they're saying it's good for you. I just don't trust it. I'm thinking, bro, if I'm 80 years old, I'm doing whatever. Right. Whatever the fuck I want. I'm like, you should try acid, Pop. He's like, no way. I'm like thinking like, you know, I don't fucking know. That's just, you're 80 years old and you won't, I don't know.
Yeah.
To me, I mean, and it might not even help him. I really don't know. I'm just thinking he might be nice to my grandma.
But also, at 80 years old, you're pretty stuck in your ways.
Yeah, it's true. I just think, well, I guess when I see him, I think about what I'll be like when I'm 80.
Right.
You know?
Well, you're not going to be like anything when you're 80.
Because I'll be dead?
25. How old are you?
I'm
29. Oh my God, that is amazing.
I know, very detailed. So, but that's my thing. I just think about like, our generation as grandparents, and I just feel like we're not going to be as disconnected.
No.
Because of the internet. I mean, the internet.
We're going to be the weirdest grandparents.
Oh, for sure.
We're going to be fucking. Like,
face tattoos, about, texting, pocket. Like,
think about what your with your grandfather's song was when he was. Like, what was the song he's always going
to
remember?
Yeah, I don't even know if he listens to music. You know what I
mean? But even if he did.
I think he's pre-music. He's really
even
old.
If he did, 50 years ago, the song was probably like fucking Brown Eyed Girl.
Right.
And that was his shit. I was going to be like, in the club. Like, when in the club comes when we're 80, we're going to get in our bag. Like, it's just crazy. Like,
it is wild to think about. Like, but then, the music, but then our grandkids are going to be like, what the fuck?
Right.
You know, it's going to be just as whack to us as our, I mean, I'll fuck with Brown Eyed Girl.
Yeah, so I'm. It's a great song. Yeah, but you know what I'm trying to say?
No, like, I do.
100%. Our oldies are going to be
there. It's going to be very interesting when we are older.
I wonder how we're going to look at Chris Brown. Shout out to Chris Brown. He dropped 32 songs and they're all fire. I just lied.
I was about to fucking say. You see my face? I'm like, 32 songs, all fire? That just don't happen.
At least 20 of them are.
Really?
I had to cut the album in half so I can really digest it. And I felt bad, like, cutting some songs out. Because they're all good. They're all, like, I could really listen to the whole thing as a playlist. But, like, there's, like, 16 songs on it that I need, Indigo. There's 16 songs on it that I, like, needed to have in my library.
Really? That's good. That's a good piece of work.
And I even, like, go back and I'm like, should I add this? Because you know how, like, you'll have songs in your library, and then when they come on, like, after, like, a month or two, you'll skip them every time. Like, you never, it's like, at the time you're fucking with it.
Oh, yeah, or the opposite, where you don't fuck with a song on an album, and then you listen to it a couple years later, you're like, this is doing this the whole time? Like, this hits different. See,
that's the thing about now, is, like, there's so much content comes out every week, 3-4 too albums drop a week.
Too much.
Before, it's like, okay, I bought this St. Lunatics album, I'm going to listen to it.
For a while.
Because this is what I got.
And nothing else is coming out right now.
Nothing else is coming out.
Dude, remember I used to be up on it, kind of, the music then?
Yeah.
And I'm so disconnected now, because there's just so much comes out. I really would like to get back into it more.
The only reason I am, like, so connected is because, like, the hip-hop shows I watch and the hip-hop podcasts I listen to. And the breakfast, like, all these, like, academic, who I follow, it's like, that's why I kind of know what's going on.
Yeah.
But I really don't. Because they'll say a name, I'll be like, who the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah.
Who the fuck is that? Or...
No Jumper.
Apple sets it up nice, though. They have, like, with streaming, like, everything kind of gets promoted. But, like, I remember, like, pretty much music comes to me now. Back in the day, I was searching
for it'll, like, text you. It'll hit your phone, like, new music today. This version
music comes
this
to
out.
You pretty much now.
Yeah. That's cool.
But
that's because
we're older. But when we're younger, we were looking for
it. Yeah, to find
we were looking for the, like, we were looking for the newest music. I remember being on blogs, like just playing shit.
What was your first parental advisory CD? I know we've talked about this, though.
My first parental advisory CD?
Yeah.
It was probably something I burned. You know what I mean? Like, burnt music. Probably, like... It had to be 50.
Mine was either Limp Bizkit. Because
I know my St. Lunatics was clean. My Limp Bizkit was clean.
Remember Clean album? What the fuck?
My,
That's crazy.
First Nelly CD was clean. Like, I remember getting clean CDs and being mad. My Eminem was clean. That shit was trash. I never listened to my own. I was always listening to my neighbor's shit.
Yeah.
I had fucking Eminem.
Yeah, I had
some
older
shady
cousin.
LP. Like,
I had
Nash
older
Miles
cousin.
LP clean. Like, what?
Yeah.
I don't want this. This is garbage. Yeah. Yeah, my first downloaded. What was your first album bought?
First album bought? Probably Linkin Park.
Ooh, I had that too.
That Linkin Park first, Hybrid Theory?
That shit was fire.
That shit still hits.
My mom cried.
That shit still hits. Like, wait, why?
Raising a little white boy.
She thought she was losing.
I raised a little white boy. That shit was out. Crawling in my skin.
Bro, that was good.
It's funny now, though, because...
No, keep going.
These words, they will...
These wounds.
Not,
these words, they won't heal. Hey, do you feel like an adult?
Do I feel like one? No shot.
Do you think you will? Like, there's people I know that are our age. There's people I know that are our age, like... people in my family and shit that all have a husband or a wife or something, but certain people even younger than me, right? Where I see them and I'm like, man, that's an adult. Mm-hmm. Like, they just got their shit together. Like, like they wake up and make coffee. They, like, pay their bills on time.
Make big purchases
and talk. It's just like, and I don't know.
Go on family vacation.
Yeah, and just wear goofy clothes, kind of, you know. Not goofy, but you know what I mean. Just like, I just see certain people who are just
wear shoes you wouldn't be caught dead in.
Yeah, but that are nice, you know. But it's just like, oh, like, you're an adult. Like, I just don't know if I'm ever going to feel like an adult.
I don't know if I want to right now.
Oh, I don't want to. I don't want to ever.
I don't want to ever, really, honestly. But I also know older people that I think are cool that are just like, that's how I want to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's how I want to be when I get older.
Yeah.
Just lay back. Like, this is who I want to be when I get older. But
I never want to be disconnected from the youth. I wish I had more younger friends, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I just think it's cool to... Because you lose touch, you know? All your friends get older, so then you just kind of lose touch. So what's going on? I think that keeps you youthful, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm cool. Yeah. I agree. Yeah, I agree. Because, you know, they'll put you on shit.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? Right, exactly.
I don't have any
fun. Not that it's important. It's not like it matters. I just feel like I'm more connected to the...
Because of youth.
Because the youth is what's buzzing. I mean, the youth is what pushes everything. Like, literally, Russ was talking about this. You see him on Pull Up?
No, I didn't watch that.
Oh. Man, you should...
Russ don't trick me, man.
Come on, what's up?
He don't trick me. Like,
he don't trick anybody. He gets all kind of hate.
He's just cool.
Well, he was talking about it. He's smart as fuck. And he was talking about... He's like, what's pushed by the industry and shit is like... Is the shit that people are buying. It's like, you know who's buying shit? It's like 13-year-old white girls. Like, 13-year-old white kids are who's pushing this shit. So then when you cater to them, it's like they're the ones who are actually... he broke it down. It was actually really interesting. And even Joe was like, man, you're right, you know? And it's like...
Well, Joe.
Yeah,
you can pretty. You're on the pull up. He's not really gonna disagree with you.
Oh really?
Watch any pull up.
Oh god.
They make fun of him. On
I don't
the
really
podcast.
Watch it. I don't really watch.
They make fun of him on the
good,
podcast.
Good. They should.
Because of how he is on the pull up.
If you don't have any friends who make fun of you,
they clown him.
You need to get better friends.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that though. Like
your head's on a swivel when you're around us. You better not fuck up.
Well, and it's okay if you do. We're gonna
but
let you
love.
Know. That's what I mean. It's like if I'm wearing something crazy and I come over and you don't say nothing about it, right. Like I'm gonna be like upset about it. Like my friends are supposed to.
Yeah. When I put on them yellow pants. I knew what time it was.
I don't remember.
I had the yellow pants. Everyone thought it was mustard or whatever. And I had it worn.
Oh, yeah.
I knew what time it was.
Of course.
But you just got to be like, all right, whatever.
It yeah. helps you grow. It yeah. builds character.
Be whoever the fuck you want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So having said that, I'm gay.
You trying to steal a little Nas X to Sean?
Yeah. Trying to get that buzz. You think he's going to make any more good songs?
I hope so. I hope he doesn't get caught in the... See, what he's doing, what his record label at... doing differently because you've seen a
label.
Lil Nas X. Yeah, he's signing, I think, Columbia.
I don't even know if you need to do that anymore.
You do. Okay. Because we wouldn't have the number one hit if it wasn't. Like, the shit they do is like I said, it's
different.
Like it's different. Like, yeah. You don't even realize it's happening.
Yeah, and like you said, I like how you said, too, it's so blended now. Like, before, if you saw an advertisement, it would be like advertisement, you know?
Right.
It would be on a commercial in between a show. Now... Behind the
it
scenes,
might just be a
behind
skit.
The scenes, I throw you a rack. Yeah. I throw you $1,000, right, which is nothing compared to what you pay for a commercial. And you have
Kylie Jenner playing
and
in
you,
the back.
Oh,
of her,
Kylie, yeah, exactly.
Kylie
exactly.
Jenner playing in the back of her thing. While
she don't have
makeup.
To say this is an advertisement. She don't have to say this is paid. I mean, I know you're, like for certain things you do,
you
but
do?
There's some shit underneath the table where you can be like, hey, just be listening to this song.
Right.
Say that you watched Euphoria and it was good. And that shit, like you said, what's real and what's not, shit's fucked up.
Yeah,
we're gonna be living in the Black Mirror soon.
Fuck yeah, we already
kind of are. Oh, we already kind of are.
You know what Black Mirror stands for?
Yeah, it's a screen, a blank screen looking back
at
you.
Cell phone.
Cell phone, TV, anything. But isn't that scary? So yeah, those who don't know, that's tight. Black Mirror is like when your cell phone's off and you're looking at it, it's like
yeah.
a black mirror, which is fucking creepy. That's
fucking
creepy.
I think Black Mirror was better before Netflix put their hands on it. Because it was all on BBC.
Yeah.
It was a weird name for a channel. But yeah, it was on BBC.
Not any
before,
channel. I mean,
and those seasons were dope. But as soon as Netflix started making their seasons, it would kind of start to fall off. And now in hindsight, even that pick your own ending shit was like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like at
yeah.
first I was like, whoa, this is...
It was cool
because
it was something new.
Something new, but now
but
it's like...
It wasn't that good of a movie.
Yeah, it wasn't that good of a movie. It probably like...
If you could beat up any fictional character, who would it be?
I was going to talk about Lil Nas X. What I was going to say real quick is that I think he'll do better because... He already dropped like an EP album, and with like Designer Young M.A. did, they just rode their song all the way to the dirt until we didn't care about him anymore. And then they try to put out new music, and we're just like, nah, because they didn't have a core. But he's trying to build a core.
Yeah.
And I even think him coming out is like a support. Like, oh, this is our guy now. Like LGB community is like, oh, this is our guy. You know what I mean? So once you get that core, then you're always gonna be relevant. You're always gonna make money. You're always gonna tour.
Right.
But if you're just that guy where your song's bigger than you are,
yeah,
you ride that all the way to the dirt because you're. And it's hard not like it's hard not to like.
Fuck right.
You're making millions.
Yeah.
You're making millions off this song. You only got to show up and play this one song.
Yep.
And you're hot, and you're making money.
Yeah. It's
you
hard
don't
to
know
stay
you're
creative.
You're the last person to know you're not hot anymore.
Oh right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So by then it's too late.
You're the last person to know you're not hot.
Yeah. But what were you gonna say?
If you could beat up any fictional character from like a TV show or a movie, who would it be?
11 from Stranger Things.
Jeez.
No, I'm kidding. If I could
she
beat
up
anybody.
Damn. That's a good question, right? It's a hard one to put you on the spot.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of like who I hate.
You ever watch Dexter? Mm-hmm. So that's a show I watched beginning to end. Mm-hmm. A lot of seasons. His sister mm-hmm. in that show is... It's,
I know who I would beat up.
For such a good show, it's got to be the worst... acting and the worst writing I've ever
for her part or
for her part
oh,
for the
man.
Sister
yeah.
She was just fucking horrific.
I would beat up Tyreek from Power.
Oh, I gotta watch it.
What was I gonna say? I heard Dexter ended bad. I heard it was worse than Game of Thrones.
There's no way to
did
end
you hate
it.
Game of Thrones ending last season?
I didn't hate it, just because it was the end of a really good show. But it was trash.
Expectations.
Oh no! Well, it wouldn't have, but you can't bring that into this conversation because they gave up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You think the guy wrote the book's fault?
No.
Because he got lazy and stopped writing the books.
No. Takes a long time, you know.
No, he had plenty of time. Because the time
between... How do you know how long it takes for him to write one of them books?
Because he's already wrote the books before. And the time between the two books changed after the, like, these last couple
books. I don't think it's his fault. I think it's the people who took the show. And it really just...
Right, because it went off the rails after what? I mean, people say it went off the rails after the books ended. And the people started writing the show because the premise...
It didn't quite go off the rails completely, though. It went away from the story, yeah. But it's still a good show.
Right, first it was cool, all the fighting and shit. But... This is just some shit I heard. I've never watched the show.
Yeah.
But they were saying, like, the fights that were happening and shit, like, they were... that's not what the show was about. The show was about how good the writing was, not how cool the scenes were, how cool the big fighting scenes were.
Right.
You know?
And yeah, it turned into cinema.
It turned into cinema.
It turned into how much CGI can we put in this, how real can we make it look. I mean, it was still cool,
right. But the writing lacked. What they did with certain characters was like, what the fuck?
They gave up. Yeah. I mean, it was like apparent. It was like they were like... Yeah. I mean, it was just dumb.
I heard, like, Bran was going to be, like, he was just unique in the first couple seasons. Like, what the fuck can he do? What can he do? Then he ended up just not doing anything.
I mean, look, it was, yeah, I don't want to talk about it anymore. But, yeah, Dexter ended bad, but it was another long, long show that you could not have satisfied people no matter what. And Game of Thrones was worse.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And that's why Power is on this last season. I'm going to wonder.
How can I watch it? What's that on?
Stars.
How the fuck you watch Stars?
I know once Power's over, I'm not gonna know either.
What, do you have it? Like, you pay for Stars specifically?
Yeah.
With a cable package?
Because of Power.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. 50 knows that. But then 50's coming out with BMF. So I don't know. I have to keep Stars. That shit's gonna be tough.
Yeah, it's about time somebody did a BMF show.
I know.
BMF's one of the craziest fucking stories.
When people are gonna realize, I can't wait till people realize.
People won't even know what BMF is.
Casual people. Yeah, if you realize what the fuck was going on in that time.
Yeah.
They had billboards in the city.
Crazy.
Niggas, they couldn't even find out where this nigga lived. They didn't know which house was his. He'd get his friend's brother's mom to get a fucking car, a Lambo in her name. That's how far down the line he would be getting his shit from. And then it all went. He probably
got sloppy.
I can't wait to see how he got sloppy. It was a record label shit. A bunch of shit.
They were sloppy, bro.
Yeah, they were sloppy from the get.
They just didn't give a fuck. They were out here swinging nuts.
Parties with elephants,
their
bro.
Their nuts hang.
Tiger. Like, you got an elephant at a party in Atlanta.
What's your favorite animal?
Tiger. I mean, lion.
Huh.
Lions are dope.
I just don't like how they call them the king of the jungle. They're not really in the jungle. They're like more of like a Sahara. It's like a Sahara.
Yeah.
Like desert plains.
Yeah, but they're just like... Just the way they look and how big they are. Fuck. What's yours, giraffe?
Chupacabra. All right, let's close it up.
All right.
See you guys.
Another episode of Two Broke Boys.
Next week, we got Joe Rogan on.
Next week, we're going to have Joe Rogan and Wiz Khalifa on. We out here.
It's true.
Out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.